Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Refuas, Yochevet Fega, Bas Michal Yudis Basia. The Gemara in Bava Kame, and Davov Amud Beis, says the following. Toshma, Natanu Rabbanon, it says in the Torah, "Ki yavir ish sadeh okerem b'shilach hazbir obir b'sde acher, metav sadeh metav karmi yishalim." When a person sends his animals and they're mazik in someone's field, when the animal tramples on the field, or he does shame, he eats the food in the field, so the person has to pay metav sadeh or metav karmi. So he has to pay the fi metav sadeh, says Rabbi Yishmael. Made of sadeh shel nizik, made of karma shel nizik. Another Gemara's understanding, Rishma means is that we calculate the amount of payment based on the best field of the nizik. That if the animal eats some fruits in the field, even if he eats inferior ones, you figure out how much an expensive one is worth in the field of a nizik in Periseha. How much the nizik, the aruga, in the field of the nizik is with the peris, and how much it's worth without peris, and that's what he has to pay. That's what the Gemara is assuming now, according to Rashi. Rabbi Akiva Omer lo ba'akasuv, ella. Now, the pasuk isn't teaching us the amount of tashlumei nezek. It's come to teach us b'mem mishalim is tashlumei nezek. Likvos lenizak and min ha'idis. In other words, he pays the dmei aruga shachla behema me'akarka tovah shel ha'mazik liyuchal ha'mazik l'shalom lenizek me'akarka grua shelo. So it's not coming to tell us how much he has to pay. According to Lechayer, according to Rabbi Yishmael, it's telling us how much. The amount of the most expensive field of the nizik. Rabbi Akiva says, nah. It's coming to tell us b'meh mishalem et tashlumei ha'nizik. So in other words, if he's going to pay with karka, what does he have to pay? From the edus of Nechasiv. In other words, Tzirsich l'shalem et mei ha'aruga she'achla be'ima me'akarka ha'tova shel ha'mazik. He has to pay from his best field. He's paying whatever the amount is, but he's paying from his best field. That you just assess how much damage he did. So let's say he did $50 worth of damage. And if the mazik comes to give him karka, he gives him the best karka worth that amount of money. Hekdesh also collects from the best land. The Gemara explains later what exactly we're talking about. Skipping a little bit in the Gemara. My kal v'chomer lehekdesh. What does it mean, kal v'chomer lehekdesh? At the bottom of Vav. If Pshat is that our shore is Nogach, a shore of Hekdesh, it's a Shoreyeu, not a shore of Hekdesh. Pater from payment if it's a shore of Hekdesh. Ela, la'ayma, harea, la'ay mana. Abelik Abayis, does he give well b'shalkam Yidis? If he obligates himself to give a money to Hekdesh, the Gizbar comes and collects from Yidis. And where says, let him be a Baal Chov. Baal Chov is going to be Beninus. Kopanim, that's Adkan Midibri HaGemara and it's Rechetz L'Nyaneinu. ועכשיו אנחנו נעיין ברש"י. רש"י מפרש, the first lashon, והוא עדין לכל שאר הנזקין, שמזיק איזה הקדש פטר. And the Gemara says, שוריה אומר רחמנא, ולא שורי דה הקדש, תמנוג אכשור של הקדש פטר, והוא עדין לכל שאר נזקין. Shimimazik as a hekdesh pater. Not only sure, but anytime you're mazik hekdesh, you're pater. That's the first lashon in Rashi. In the Lishna Basra, Rashi says that lahachinaka chor the hekdesh v'lo mukid la beachilas v'hem to steach hekdesh shlam mishkachas la distecherim lekohanim havei v'kis tehedji otam v'vlek alamem v'kal v'chorim la hekdesh v'steach dish nami v'hev l'tzorach b'lek abayis v'makdish p'hem podei la altar. In Rashi's second lashon, he says that it's only talking about nizkei Karen. We say Kal v'chomer lahekdesh, it's only talking about Nizkei Karen. Why? So Rashi explains that v'loy mugila, and we weren't mamid the Kal v'chomer b'chilas behemta, when the mazik eats day hekdesh. Mishum v'lo mishkachas la, eno b'nim tza she yedcheva l'achilam b'stei shal hekdesh. These stei chayrim, if it's a stei chayrim that the Bailam said, this said is chayrim to hekdesh, Koyhanim have it. Stehedi odami. Lekalamem rakabachor melahekdesh. So this goes to the Koyhanim. And if it's a stay chayim, and it's like a stay hedjit, and therefore it wouldn't have said kabachor melahekdesh. Lekalamem rakabachor melahekdesh. V'stay hekdesh nami. To have a letzorech bedek abayis, we also can't say it's talking about a stay hektish, that it was mazik a stay hektish. It's for the sake of bedek abayis. Because, oh, amakdish padeh la'altu, amochon osa la'altu la'acher. Gam b'zeyev shalamid, mishum she, oh, shamakdish padeh la'altu. And he gives the money to Hekdesh. Oh, mochim oto la'altu la'acher. K'dei shebedek abayit yishnamesh b'damav. So it's not shaykh ha-metzis that behem is hedjit. He's going to eat when it's Hekdesh. Kitzur Rashi goes on, and he says that it can't be talking about that. So what is it talking about? It's talking only about the Nizke Karen. So we have that when somebody does damages, he pays from his Yidis, and Kal v'chomer, when he damages Hekdesh, that he pays from Yidis. What does it mean to damage Hekdesh? Either he damages, according to the first Lashon of Rashi, he damages all other nizakim. Anything he damaged of Hekdesh. And according to the second Lashon, it's only Karen. It's not Sadeh Hekdesh, Stay Hekdesh. The first Lashon says, again, Lashon Rashi, who are the Lachol Sha'ar Nizakim? And if he's Mazik Hekdesh, He's patur. So that was the Gemara's kasha. Gemara's kasha was, what do you mean? It says shoreyeh v'lo shor shel hekdesh. So you see al kol panim that you don't have to pay for shor shel hekdesh. So according to Rashi's first lashon, hu adin sharni zakim, you never have to pay hekdesh. According to the second lashon, the miut is only on stag nezek because there is no metzias of. There is no metzias of niske sadeh. In theory, if there were such a metzias, then you'd have to pay. But there is no such metzias. As we explained, they're going to redeem it immediately, etc. Ube pashtus. Nechlekushte. If a person is chayav, if he's mazik hekdesh, b'shein v'regel. According to the first lashon, he's pater, because according to the first lashon, he's chayav. According to the first lashon, he's pater. As we said, who are the shiny zaken? That he's pater. According to the second lashon, only Mamait Niske Karen. Niske Shane Varegal, in theory, he'd be Chayiv. So, Lachora, that's the machlekes between these two Shtela Shinas. As Bepashtus Nechluku Shtela Shinas, Im Chayiv Betashlumi Kishahizik Hektesh, Shane Varegal. First Lashon says he's Patur, second Lashon says he's Chayiv, but we could say, that even the Lishna Basra holds that he's Pashat B'Tashlumei Shein V'Regel. And nevertheless, Rashi is bothered. Why doesn't the Braisa say that it's talking about Shein V'Regel? In other words, according to the first Lashon, when it's memayit shor shel hakdesh, it's memayit everything. And according to the second lashon, maybe it's also memayit everything. And it's not pshat that Rashi just says this. There's no such tziur, but if there were a tziur, then you'd have to pay v'shein v'regel. Now, he's patur v'shein v'regel also. Because Rashi was bothered, so why doesn't the Braisa talk about shein v'regel? Since he's patur from Shein V'Regel, why doesn't it talk about Shein V'Regel? So Rashi tells us why, because there's no such seer. But even if there were seer, it'd also be patur. The Braisa doesn't talk about it because there's no such seer, there's no such scenario. Because Be'em Shesh La'akshayis, Shimachal Be'em Toi Perot Shel Hekdesh, if someone's animal eats the pears of Hekdesh, it's true he's not Mischayv Midin Mazik. Because it says Re'eu, that'll be Mischayv Mishum Nene. At least the Hana that he got, he should pay, like we see later on, Yotes on the base, and Yishen Bishas Arabi. So it appeared that according to Lishna Basra of Rashi, Bamasi is Chayv B'Tashlum Mishum Hana. And therefore Rashi was bothered, so why doesn't the Braisa talk about Niske Shem? And he explained because there's no tziur, but if it would happen, he'd be chayiv in hana. He wouldn't be chayiv in regular tashlumin. Midin mazik. Mazik, no. But mishum nehenah came. Again, like we see later on, shein b'shus harabim, not midin mazik, but midin nehenah. And, or maybe we can say in Rashi is phallus, and this is all based on the shiur given by Hagon Rav Rurim in Zichrono Levracha. The Ktzos in Shin Sari Aleph Sifkot and Beis writes that even though we're goyve nizokin bi'idis, we collect damages with the best field, with the choicest field. Nevertheless,
When he's mishali mashenenes, when he's paying the hana of the animal, namidin mazik, he's only paying from ziboris. So according to this, we could say that that's the machlokes of these two lashonis in Rashi. That according to the lishna kama, v'olam chayav, l'shali mashenenes, according to the lishna kama, the animal has to pay. The owner of the animal has to pay what the animal benefited. However, the Gemara didn't talk about Niske Shane because we are talking about Tashlume Nezik Min Ha'idis. And in the case of Nene, he's only Mishalim and Aziboiris. That's why the Lishna Kama says, that's why the Gemara talks about Shoreyehu Lo Shor Shel Hekdesh. And Rashi says, other Nezikin also, he's Pater, but he's Pater Midin Mazik. He's Chayv Midin Nene. He's Chayv Midin Nene, this animal. And then this animal is going to pay Ziboiris. So when the Gemara says, "Valba kasev el ligvos lenizakim and aidis," kal v'chomer lehekdesh. So kal v'chomer lehekdesh. So the Gemara says, "What's the kal v'chomer? That hekdesh, you certainly have to pay aidis. Can't be talking about goring, because by goring, he's only paying men aziboiris. If nagach tari di dan l'tari shel hekdesh shariach man, he's off the hook totally for axe." And it also can't be talking about Mishalim Mashenenes, because yes, he's paying Hekdesh, but he's only paying Menaziboris, not Menaidis, Mitinene. But according to the Lishna Basra of Rashi, we can say he's arguing with the Svar of the Ktsois. Again, the Ktsois' Svar was that even though you're Govin, he's Zakim Beidis, when he's Mishalim Mashenenes, Mishalim Menaziboris. So maybe according to the Lishna Basra, Rashi is arguing with the Ktsos, and he holds that even though he's Pater Mita Shlomei Nezek, Afilu B'Shein V'Regel, nevertheless, Mishalim Mashenenes Af Menaidis. When it's Mishalim Mashenenes, Mishalim Menaidis. And therefore Rashi was bothered. So why don't we say that the Brice is talking about Niske Shein? And say that when it says kal v'chomer lehekdesh, that by hekdesh, Rashi was bothered, so if the animal does niskei shein, so he has to pay hekdesh menaidis. So we can't be mamid it as talking about nikicha, because shoreyehu merachmana v'lo shoreshel hekdesh, but why aren't we mamid that it's talking about when he did Shein V'Regel? That's Rashi. L'hochi lishna achwina l'hochi nokat shor hekdesh v'lo muki l'v'achilis behemtoi stay hekdesh mishum d'loy mishkachas la. Because there is no such, it's not going to happen. So Rashi explains, it's just not seer. It's when hekdesh gets the field, they sell it right away. It's not going to happen that there's going to be a hezek of Shein V'Regel. But if there is a hezek of Shein V'Regel, then ena chinami, what's the payment going to be? Menaidis. That's the machlokes of the two lashonis of Rashi. According to the first lashon of Rashi, if the animal is mazik b'Shein V'Regel, he's going to be mishalim and aziboiris. And therefore Rashi writes, what in the whole shani zak mishi mazik is hektesh pater, if he's mazik hektesh is pater, any mazik is pater. But what about mishali mashenenes? That's menaziboris. The price, he can't be talking about that. And according to Lishna Basra, we're only mamayit karen. But niske shein, maybe could be included in the price, so there's just not seer, because niske shein ena chinami. The owner would have to pay menaidis. We have a few possibilities as to these, what these two Lashonas are arguing in. The Pashtus, they're arguing on whether he's chayv b'tashlum k'shehizik as a hekdesh b'shein v'regel. But according to the first Lashon, he's not. And according to the second Lashon, he is chayv when he's masik b'shein v'regel. Or we can say that no, he's pater in both cases. Midin mazik, but he has to be mishali mashenenes. So in the Lishna Kama, he's not chayv at all to pay. We're completely excluding him. According to Lishna Basser, we're saying, no, he would be chayv. He'd be chayv mashenenes. B'shein v'regel. And now we have the third possibility that they both hold mishalim mashenenes. Just Lishna Kama holds that mishalim and aziboiris, and Lishna Basser holds mishalim and aidis. Now Tosfos and Divrei HaMaskil Shorei Eihu also concludes that kulu nizakim turim behekdesh, any nezik of hekdesh your pater. Frekta pnei Yoshua, the beginning of Daf Zayin. V'oid kasha lefi svaras hatosfos im ken kol hani re'eyu tichsivi gabei shomrim lemayit hekdesh midin shmira kedeisa beperek hazov lemayit tzricha kevon de'amrinon shafilu hamazik biyadayim pater miki yoichal. According to Tosfos, that all Nezik is patur by Hekdesh, so all these Re'eus, that it says the Gabe Shomim, the Ma'at Hekdesh Midin Shmira, that a Shomer of for Hekdesh is patur, like we've seen Azov and Zayim Abeis, what do we need to come on to that for? Even Mazik Biyadayim is patur. So if even Mazik Hekdesh Biyadayim is patur, so certainly a Shomer is patur. We can answer that we needed for a case where he was mekabel shmir al chefetz shel hekdesh, and then it became chulin. So if afterwards the shomer is poshea, he's not going to be mischayv v'tashlum, because in such an instance, we can't pater him mikoyach hamiut shenismayit hekdesh medina nezikin, because it's no longer hekdesh. Shas chiyuvo it's chulin. But now that we have a miyut of hekdesh medinei shmira, so he doesn't have dinei shmira at all meikar. If it was just that you're not chayv to hekdesh if you're a mazik, so then it doesn't belong to hekdesh anymore. Now it's chulin. But since we have miyutim on hekdesh medinei shmira, mismayit hekdesh medinei shmira, so the din shmira was never chal on him. So you can't be mechayv of him afterwards, even though it became chulin. That would be an answer to the kasha of the Pnei Yoshua. The reason we have a miyut of shomer is even if it became chulin afterwards, since the chalois shomer was never chal in the first place, because there's no shomer for hektish, no chiyuv shomer for hektish. Memela, even if it became chulin afterwards, he wouldn't have to pay. The Mishnah LaMelech asks the Das HaTosfos, who holds Sekulin Nizikim Peturim in Behekdesh, from what it says in the Mishnah, Gidna Dalaram Beis, Hakoin Shep Piglu Be Mikdash, Mezidim Chayovim. That Koyhanim that were Mfagil in the Mikdash, Be Mezid, Be Chayiv. Kasha de ach yischai b'koyim l'shalim l'hekdesh. Rekulin ezikim turim b'hekdesh. How do you say Kohen that did pigle and passed the carbon? How do you say that he's chayiv to pay hekdesh? All nezek is patur behekdish to dan satisfis. That's the kash the Mishnah Melech. Mishmelech answers, we can explain that the Mishnah there, that the Kohen were mefagel in the Mikdash, a chayv to pay the Mikdash, is talking about kachim shechayv b'achriyusim. B'kaya liba de Rab Shimon, the sphere like Dabra Garim, l'mam and k'mam and dami. Chayv ha-Kohen l'shalem l'baylim b'loy l'hekdesh. It's talking about kachim, where the Bailam are chayv b'achrayus, they have to replace it if it doesn't go through. So since they have to replace it, the carbon wasn't kosher, so Mimela, who are you paying? You're paying the Bailam. You're not paying Hekdesh, you're paying the Bailam. And that's why he's not Pater else being Mazik Hekdesh. So it would appear that the Ikar Teretz of the Mishnah Melech is totally in the following Chakira. The Ikar Haptul, whom it's said in Maisa Hezek, Shefkiya Torah Nichse Hekdesh, Miparshas Nizikin, and Ken Afle Rab Shimon Havle Eli Pater, the Seif Seif Maisa Hezek Nasa Lenichse Hekdesh, Lachol Chiyot Hashlem and Klal. So one way to look at it is the Ikar Ptur, because he did a Maisa Hezek, the Torah was Mafkiya Hekdesh from all Chiyuvim of Maisa Hezek, so it doesn't matter that the guy's Chayv Bachrayis, because so the Maisa Hezek is done by the Nichse Hekdesh. However, if we explain that the Ikar Ptur is Mitzad HaTashlumin, that the Torah wasn't Mechayiv, Din Tashlumin Nezek LaHekdesh, but here the Din Tashlumin to the Bailam. So there we could be Mechayiv the Mazik, even though the Maisa Hezek was done to a Chavitz of Hekdesh. Maybe we told in Ad Chakira. Yesh lahakshos al dvarav betalti. We'd like to ask two kashas on the Mishnah Melech. This Mishnah Melech is in Hilchos Geneva, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. So again, he asks the Das HaTosfos that Nizikim are pater behekdesh, no matter what. So what about the Gemara and the Mishnah and Gittin that Kohanim that were mefagel in the Mikdash b'mezer achayiv? I not have to pay Hekdesh. And he answers, they were talking about Kachin Shechayiv Bachriyusim, it's Dover Goran Lam Kamam and Dami, and therefore he's causing indirect monetary loss to the Bailam, and he has to pay the Bailam. So when they're Kachin that the Bailam are responsible for. So one Kasha is that Chashi earlier on, Ehel Med Aleph, Tivam Asul Mefagel, Piresh, De ena korban oile l'choyves baila v'tzorech acher. The korban doesn't count for the obligation of the owner. It needs another korban. That's what mefagel is. So according to this we can explain that we're talking about kachim shechayv b'achriyusim and eschiyuv is mitur mikshum dover agoyrem l'mamen. Because he was goyrim, the bailim, he caused the bailim, but they have to bring another carb. That would work according to that Rashi. We can say it's talking about kol goyrim lamam and kimam and dami. And therefore, if one's mefagel, that's a nezek that he has to pay. Who does he have to pay it to? He has to pay it to the bailim, not the hekdesh. That would work with the Rashi earlier on. However, Rashi, in Gittin and Gimel Amud Aleph, Divrei Ma'aseh Chayavim, adds, Shehari tzrichim lohavi acherim, ooh. So Rashi explains, you know why the coin's chayiv? In Bava Kama, the coin is chayiv because the carbon's not oil lechov, it's bailov, and he has to bring another one. Rashi in Gittin says, do you know why the coin's chayiv? Even if the coin, the bailov, don't have to bring another carbon. He didn't cause any hefsi. They just, kasha beinav, it's difficult for him. It's distressing for this bailov that he wasn't makar of his carbon. He wanted to bring a gift, an adava. So he wasn't causing him shum hefsid. He can't be mechayiv mishum davar agarim lamamim. So why then is the coin chayiv to pay? A pellet. So again, if we go with the approach of the Mishnah Lamelech, who says the Mishnah is talking about the kach mishchayiv b'achriyusam, so that doesn't work because here we have a Rashi that's talking about where he's not chayiv b'achriyus. Another kash is midivrei Rashi b'meila. Says there that Hakoine Chatosay Vashamay, one buys his Chatos and Ashim from the Mois of Hekdesh, it's Me'ila. The Divrei Reb Shimon, Kishechnis HaKarban Ma'azara. When he brings the carbon to the Azara, as Rashi explains, when he brings the carbon to the Azara, he is Maya. Rashi explains, "Kevin shevi lazara mal divrei Reb Shimon, kasaver demand mechayiv chatos ha'ashem lelo mechayiv b'achriyusay, ad shiviana lazara. Kevin sheviyo nifter me'achriyusay. Afaynami demotzim mekodesh lekodesh. Kevin sheviyo lazara yatzi dei chovaso idei achrayus u'ma." In other words, when is a person chayiv b'me'ila? A person's chayiv b'me'ila when he's nana. That's divrei Reb Shimon the kasaver. The man the mechayiv chatos ha'ashem, someone's chayiv chatos ha'ashem, he's chayiv b'achrayus. That he may so avad all of lahavi achir, he has to bring another one if it got lost. Until he brings it to the azara, the one who brings the azara is pater. Pater me'achrayus. Af hainami, this person who was mitzi mikodesh l'kodesh and he brought a carbon. The mice of Hekdesh, Kevin Sheviu la Azara, Yotze Yedei Chavasu. He brought into the Azara.
He's Yotze Yedei Chava, and Mimela, the din is that he was Nana. That's Rashi in Mi'ila, and thus is a Rashi Oichet in Chulim, and Av Kufla Mites, Amr Aleph. Dibra maschil de michsa hakrova. So, das harambam is that when you're moitzi me'irshus hektesh, you're not moyal until you get hanna. Ein ar semech me'ila reish perakvov. So maybe Rashi also holds that way. So you're karna karbin mos hektesh, even though you're moitzi mos hektesh lushus achir, it's not me'ila, until you're nene. So Rashi says, when you're nene, when you bring it into the mikdash, when you bring it into the mikdash, then you're nene. So it emerges according to Rashi, Shafilu, Mishay Vinid Rola Azara, he's already the Patri Mechayev Achrayus, even if Nifsal a carbon. You don't have to bring another one. So according to this, it's Shver. How can we explain the Mishnah in Gittin that he's Chayev Mishim Dover Garam Lamam Lachitis Reb Shimon? Like the Mishnah Melech wants to say, Reb Shimon Lashitaso holds that he's Patri Mechayev Meach Shabbal Azara. So it's not going to be Chayev in Achrayus. When he's Mefagel, he's already Patri Mechayev Achrayus. So it's not only called Dover Garam Lamam. No longer called Deborah Gorim Lamon, Vahaji Kosh Leduchta. Why is it going Chayiv Tashlumi Nezek Lashit Satoisvis? The Gabi Hekde, she's Pater. And the Gabi the Bailim, it's not even Deborah Gorim Lamon. So that is, until now, our discussion. Very interesting in Yanim about Hekdesh and Deborah Gorim Lamon. And Ritz Hashem. Hashem is kind to us. We'd very much like to continue in the next shir and to see more neflos mitaras Hashem. And we saw a number of pshatim in Rashi, Baba Kama Vavo and Beis. And it was nifl v'yosim. Very excited. So, Mirtz Hashem. Hopefully, we'll be zechut to continue.
Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.